for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline.
Let's say it again now, Adam. Who cares? God, who cares?
I spend half my waking hours trying to talk people out of stuff they care about.
Yes.
Who try to get me to care about stuff.
Well, you don't care.
My entire day is a lot of this. Hey, buddy, we're not going to. If they find out, you know, you just can't. You know, everybody's going to, really? And then we all die. Is that how it works? Think all those people that are in the ground who had an entire life full of, if you go out there with that, well, you don't think you're going to. Well, I'm not going to. If they find out, no, you can't just go ahead and. Do you understand what a big deal this is? Yep, they're all on the ground. Millions and millions and millions and millions and billions. Well, I'll eventually get to a billion if I just keep going millions
and
millions.
You're right. You're there right away, in fact.
Billions and billions of people. Cavemen. You. That's what it sounded like.
In fact, yeah, we've come back all the way around to that. I saw some people talking to you over your show, and it sounded like,
Just entire
it's
life.
Like Fred Flintstone.
I wake up in the morning, someone's yelling, you can't just go, these people are going to, no, he wants to, they want to know, they want answers, they need to know. Oh, please, everyone, please relax. Please. We're all going to die soon. Soon. None of this will matter. Please relax, everybody. And listen to me. That's all TV is. TV's just one big guy going,
I know. Tonight, Ann comes and goes, can you get Tamiflu? She watched something on 2020 where they declared that some virus is going to take over the world and kill us all. And we don't have enough.
I know. Hey, what happened to killer mold?
Oh,
it wasn't mold. Freeway shootings. Mold. That's all.
Chronic fatigue.
Chronic fatigue.
Epstein Barr.
Dirty bomb. Oh, my God. Please, everyone.
We should go. I would love to just go back through the stuff that every year has gripped people. The BS that has gripped people.
Well, look, I mean, when I was a young lad, it was, you know, first off, Los Angeles and San Francisco are going to break apart, and we're going to pass San Francisco. Or we're going to slide into the ocean.
Slide in the ocean.
That's one thing. The other thing is, we're, you know, the greenhouse and the sun and we're
water,
all going to live
no
underground
water,
and there'll be no drinkable water.
And the air
we'll be out of fossil
it.
Fuel and we'll have to we're not going to be able to go outside during the daylight hours. We'll live underground like moles and we'll have to breathe through an apparatus and it's all we hear about.
Oh, man.
That's all the news is. That's all
bacteria
anything
cure
is.
Antibiotics cure your heart
killer
disease. Antibiotics kill your peptic ulcer disease.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pit bulls. Whoa, pit bull. Oh, my God.
Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Everybody, please
take
just relax.
First. I want to talk
please.
To
here's the deal. You're going to die. That you're not going to avoid.
All right,
now,
well, let's go home.
Now, here's
let's
how you're going to die, by the way. It's not going to be from the pit bull. Mm. It's not going to be from the freeway shooting. Mm. It's not going to be from the mold. You just die when you get a little bit older. Mm. Just like everyone else.
Line four.
If you're lucky.
Line four.
Peng?
Yeah.
What's up, Peng?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
I'm so glad I was the first one on tonight because I have to say, I apologize. I've been trying to call Loveline for over the last year, and I've been unable to get on, so due to my good acting skills, I got on tonight by lying.
Good night.
All right.
I'm sorry. Please, hold on.
Good night.
Oh, you're on, so what's going on?
Okay.
We don't care.
Anyways.
Unlike everyone I work with, I don't care.
No, I know. That's what we started tonight.
You know, that's why I was the world's greatest traffic school teacher. I used to teach traffic school, Drew. What are you doing? You getting hot in here, buddy?
This thing isn't working again.
All right. Get over here, buddy.
Oh,
You're fine. Where are you going? What do you think you're doing? Clearing brush?
Just getting some air.
All you're doing is sitting there and punching a microphone every 10 to 15 seconds. You're not doing anything. When I used to teach traffic school,
yeah,
they would always tell us, look, everyone needs 420 hours of actual instruction. Otherwise, they can't get their certificate and they can't complete the course. And they would pound this home to the students. They would basically say, hey, man, if you get there 15 minutes late, you got to sit around for 15 minutes during lunch because you got to get those minutes in. And if you show up a half hour late, well, don't bother coming in at all. And every time I taught class, every time I taught that traffic school class, some guy would roll in an hour and a half, 2 hours late with some, sweating profusely. And he'd be like, I thought the class was in El Cajon, not El Camino. And I'd just be like, sit down.
Yeah.
What? You don't know?
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. Sit down. What do I give a rat's F for? Just sit down. We're going to be dead soon. Let's go. Let's hurry up. I'm thinking about lunch. Can't more people adopt that attitude? What's everyone's got that weird thing? What is that? You know, you're leaving the movie theater, and you're like, hey, buddy, my wife's freezing. Her sweater's in the car. I'm going to run out and grab it. Well, once you leave, you can't come back. You recognize me, right? You see the ticket stub. I'm going to run right down. No. Well, here, I'll leave you the keys. I'll just run out. No, once you go out, you can't come. Where do you get that? Where do you get those calories? Where do you get that energy? I don't have that.
It's their policy.
I understand it's their policy, but you're getting $9 an hour. Where do you get the energy to execute their will?
Yeah.
To impose their will that way.
Yeah. Line four.
Oh, man.
So, Peng.
I 100% concur with you, Adam.
Liar, whore, and you know it.
Yes, it's Ray Peng.
What kind of name is that?
It's Chinese. By the way, Adam, I could be your Asian companion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I could be your Asian companion. Like an Indian man. I could be your Asian companion.
Peng is good, but I don't want to hang out. I just want to use you as a reference when people call me a racist.
They'll have to call you Peng Peng, though.
Yeah, you already got Pan Pan.
Yeah,
you already got Pan.
I'm fine with a little esoteric Adam love.
What is your question?
I left Colorado about a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and I don't get Loveline here in Kentucky, and for a whole year, I've been trying to research for Loveline, and about a week ago, I finally found a website, and I know, Adam, you don't care, but I'm just saying, I really love just talking to you guys. I called in once before for a circumcision question.
Thanks, buddy.
And you consider me as one of your Asian companions, I guess.
I do. I'll count you amongst. I'll put you in my Asian army. it's one strong now. Here's the thing.
By the way, the circumcision thing. I'm sorry, but The Simpsons did a thing about circumcision or something. And wait, hold a second.
All you do is watch animated series.
With my kids watch.
Come in and talk about it every
listen,
night. I know you're going insane.
And my sons watching this thing went, why would anybody not do this?
Yeah.
Like, what has? Like, you have to clean it. It gets narrowed. And they're like,
what were they talking about in The Simpsons?
It might have been Family Guy, some circumcision.
I'm going to go with Family Guy.
Yeah, and they go, why would that must hurt when you're older? Why would anybody wait? Okay,
did remember they this? Thank you.
Yes, they're like
they thanked you.
They didn't say not in so many words.
They should have run.
They were
and
like
your leg.
Like, oh my god! And I go, some people think it hurts and it's bad. They're like,
no, whatever.
right, that's another
that's
one.
All this, but it's. It also, Peng here says he lived in New Orleans.
No,
at
that's
least.
BS. That's BS.
I know.
That's what
I got. I know. On the screen, it says that.
Yeah.
10,000 dead. and that's a modest estimate.
Or at least 10,000.
Could be at least 10,000 dead.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait, it's 12.
Right.
And by the way, how many people die every day in New Orleans, on a daily basis in a city?
I'm going with more than 10,000.
I'm going more than 20.
Jennifer?
Yeah.
22?
Yeah, I am.
What's up?
I don't know. Ever since I was, young, way young, I've had this, fascination with spanking.
Mm-hmm.
I was never really spanked when I was a kid.
Huh.
But when I turned 18, what's that?
What's the nature of the fascination?
Just, getting spanked. I don't know what it is, really.
Huh.
Hmm.
When I turned 18, though, I started doing these internet videos for this company around where I live. And, I don't know, I did that for about, like, 3 years. And then I just stopped about a year ago. But lately, I don't know, I've been getting on online and, like, trying to find someone else who's into this. And all I can find with...
Well, hold on a second. What do you mean you were doing spanking videos?
Basically, I get spanked by these people who run this site.
And I see.
Oh, okay. All
right, hold on. Let me write that down.
Yeah, got it.
Okay. I thought it was something totally different. Yeah. All right. So you're spanking videos.
Well, I'm confused by it. It's very, very
I see.
Complex.
And, all right. Well, now it's snapped into sharp relief.
Why don't I smell much bigger stuff here?
Well, I want to know about the spanking. I want to know, are you naked when you get spanked?
Sometimes I am, yes.
Let me translate. All the time.
Yes, every time.
All the time.
Here's no, she means she's...
Sometimes I am. It means sometimes I'm naked. Sometimes I'm actually inside out. But there's never a stitch of clothing near me. Sometimes. Other times I'm wearing coveralls and a sweatsuit. Farmer's hat. Yeah, yeah. I'm guessing you're naked just about every time you're getting spanked. You know? Yeah. And they... Okay, and is there any... Other than the spanking, is there any fondling or handling going on?
No, not at all.
Oh, how dare you, Adam? Dare you?
You understand, I have to ask the tough questions on this show. So, you pull your pants down, and they spank your behind.
Yeah.
And they film this, and they put it on the website.
Yeah.
Why does it need multiple filmings? Isn't it pretty much what, you know, that's the thing, and then it goes up, and that's that? You know what I mean?
They gotta keep turning the stock over.
But yeah, but it's
No, they do multiple like shots from different camera angles and stuff.
No, I understand, but why different?
Why need to do it
shootings?
A different day?
Yeah.
Well, why does a porn star need to make multiple films?
But it seems like they do multiple things with different multiple. This is the
Drew. When you look, if you're young and you're attractive, you get spanked on camera for a living. You do multiple times.
How you doing, huh? I'm just asking. I'm curious.
All right. Why are you coming back tomorrow night?
Maybe her ass gets too raw per session.
I'm pretty tough, actually.
All right, what's
There's
going on?
There's a very good chance Anderson has been on this website and spanked himself. Believe you me.
I wish I liked that kind of stuff. It's kind of cool.
I do, too.
It's kind of cool.
I wish I was into some sort of boutique whacking.
Not just the big jugs, something more.
Not just the big jugs.
You mean
but
some sort of... refined porn.
Yeah. Well, here's the first thing I wish I was into. I wish I had like a foot fetish.
Why?
It just so I could sit and
you
look.
See feet.
I could go to a mall and see a chick, you know, woman's shoe store, and see a guy, you know, chick putting her foot in a Brannick device, and.
I mean, think about that foot fetish thing. Isn't it just your brain just made the wrong move somewhere?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'd say,
think if that were a dog.
I'd say your nuts made the wrong move at some point,
too. I think if it were a dog who suddenly became focused on the wrong sort of... You'd go, oh, that dog, something's going on with his brain.
And then you'd have him put down. Mm. The point is A, I wish I was into feet. B, I wish I was into, like, fat chicks or hairy chicks. You know, I wish I had one of these extreme fetishes, you know? Especially since, you know, it makes the... It, you know what it is? When you're into one of these, you know, fetishes, like... you're into fat chicks or hairy chicks or whatever. It's like you're like the guy whose favorite part of the chicken is the neck. And so people are like, oh, what do you want? I want the thigh and the breast. What do you want? I like necks. Oh, hell, we're giving those away.
Yeah.
And we got a bunch of those. Here, hold your shirt open. We'll just dump you a bunch. Go ahead and take them. You're doing us a favor. You know what I mean?
And if your drive system is really one of those.
Yeah, what do you like? Oh, I like white meat. Oh, you got to get in line. And that's going to cost you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to stare at this chick's boobs.
Yeah. So that's my thing. I want the necks.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. You wish you wanted the necks.
Yeah,
you
no line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who eats chicken necks?
I don't know.
Jews and blacks. And that's who eats chicken necks.
What do they call it?
Chicken necks.
It must be like chicken gullets or something.
Jennifer?
Yeah.
No, they call them necks. All right, so you've been doing the spanking thing for a while.
Well, give us a bigger... sort of paint a portrait of you. I just sense much, much greater problems going on here.
Well, I think I endured some emotional abuse when I was growing up.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Just, like, I don't know, like, little things kids get in trouble for, and my mom would just kind of overreact. She would do a lot of things, like, she used to make these quilts, and, like, one time, or a couple times, she got mad at me, and then she would take these quilts that she'd been working on for, like, a long time, and she'd just shove them in, like, the dirty dumpster that was outside her house, and, like, she'd just break a lot of things. She'd never hurt me, but...
Mm-hmm. So mom used to freak out and have little tantrums and break things and throw things out and that kind of stuff. I mean, that's one of those things where you're working on this quilt. You may be working on it for a year, and then all of a sudden you tear it up and throw it away as an adult. And that's terrifying for a child.
Terrifying, exactly.
I mean, in a way, I'd rather the mom just spank me than sort of watch her lose control.
Well, but what's so fascinating about that very statement is you wonder if that's where that sort of took her.
Yeah.
You know, to sort of control all this.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, Jennifer, how about a little therapy, baby doll?
Or not. But,
or not.
But what's happening right now?
Like, I've been through some therapy before. I kind of touched on this issue, but I don't know. Lately, it seems like it's kind of affecting my relationship with guys more like my age.
Why? What's happening?
I don't know, like... A little while after I stopped doing the videos, like, I kind of still just craved a little. And so I went on the internet, mostly looking for guys my age, but all I could find was, like, guys, you know, at least 10 years
older. Right, here's the deal. You got to find a relationship. So it's simple. Keep it simple, Jennifer. Come on.
Well, look.
If the guy wants to smack you behind with someone, whatever.
That's fine. But here's the thing. If you're cruising the internet for guys
to do whatever. Fill in the blank. Bad impulse.
Well, not looking for snow tires.
That's what I was doing. No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I was looking for performance tires. That's better.
The point is you can, you know, there are certain healthy activities for the internet.
No, I know. But no, if you're looking to meet somebody who will fill in the blank for you,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Interpersonally, sexually, that's a mm-hmm. bad sign.
You want to know how to horrify your child as a parent. Take the park and ride over to the Van Nuys Airport and then take the shuttle over to LAX. Laughing my ass off with Drew about this, but the Corollas are so exquisitely cheap. And, you know, when you're cheap, it never really comes out in stronger doses than when it comes to...
Travel. Yeah, especially air.
Yeah, because for my family, getting to the airport is a massive thing. Mm. If my stepdad and my mom could, they would take a donkey to LAX and drag them with one of those things that the Indians would use to transport the wounded, just the ones that just drag.
The planks.
They just drag on the ground, right. Yeah. Little buffalo hide in between two sticks, and they would leave 4 days earlier. And if getting to the airport being dragged behind one of those Indian gurneys, being dragged by a mule 5 days earlier cost $20, or... taking a Humvee with a hot tub in it was $22.
Yeah.
They would be dragged by the mule.
I'll contend if the Humvee was $10, they'd still take the mule.
Ooh,
that's what
now
really,
you're
that,
talking.
And that's what really makes my skin crawl about that whole situation.
My mom goes out of town to Boston. I'm like, what time you got to be at the airport? She's like, yeah, well, we got to be down at the Van Nuys Airport at 10 o'clock. I'm like, Boston, I thought you were leaving out of LAX. Oh, no. Then we grabbed the shuttle. You go to the other airport? Do you understand the Corollas are the only family that go to another airport to get to the airport?
Not just another airport, mind you. The airport the other direction, in Van Nuys, that no one's ever heard of.
Well, no one you know has ever heard of. You don't hang around with the Corollas.
This is another very rich, very poor thing. Because the very rich have their citations there. They've heard of Van Nuys Airport.
Yeah.
And the very poor, because they're taking the shuttle. For Van Nuys.
Yeah. Like I said, none of your friends have heard of the park and shuttle over at the Van Nuys Airport. But to my friends, there's a monument to my mom and stepdad over there. It's huge, 12-foot of them dragging Samsonite and holding a nickel out in front of them.
Commitment above and beyond.
The nickel's actually lights up like the torch in the Statue of Liberty. It's a beacon to all who are cheap.
Let's go pay homage.
Yeah. Send me your tired, your huddled masses, and your bad tippers. That's the plaque that reads how it reads under the sign. Now you know. You're starting to get some glimpses, baby.
But you had, by the way, been cataloging a list of the things that the very rich and the very poor have in common.
Yeah.
The Van Nuys Airport, I think, is one of those things.
Right. Other people that go there to get in their Gulfstream.
Right.
My mom goes in there to get on a bus.
No one else has ever heard of it.
Yeah. My mom's the only person I know goes to an airport to get on a bus. Most folks, it's got the word air right in it. There's not a lot of people take a cab to the airport to then board a bus.
I contend.
When she travels, it's like a hostage situation in Beirut.
I contend whatever the cost was, no matter how much more expensive it was to do that, she'd still do that.
I don't know. I don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's that bad. Stephanie?
Yeah, I'm here.
22?
Yeah.
What's up?
I've been with my fiancé almost 5 years, and I have 3 daughters. Well, before I got pregnant the first time, I was really sexually active. I mean, I wanted it all the time. And
from one partner?
No, I've had multiple partners.
No, but when you were very active, I understand, but that was with the same guy that you're with now?
No, I met him when I was pregnant.
All right, keep going.
But, after about...
Hold on a second. Now, Drew, I know I've been wrong in the past.
No way.
But I'm not wrong this time. And as you know, I'm intuitive.
Let's paint the picture. Multiple partners, gets pregnant with some dude, shacks up with another guy during the pregnancy.
Hooked up with a guy while she's pregnant and calling from Ohio. Definitely a Jew. Just has to be. As you... Huh?
Let's see.
Come on. Stephanie?
Yeah.
Jewish? No. Oh!
Pagan.
Oh!
Yes, I'm pagan.
Pagan. What does that mean?
Most people consider it witchcraft, which it's not.
Oh, Wicca.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Do me a favor. Mm-hmm. First off.
You're fat.
Yes. Thank you. I was like...
trying to say that nicer, I guess.
Yeah, Stephanie, 22. All right. That had her about 125. From Ohio. Oop. Now we're up to 140. I got 3 kids. Oop. We're at 175. I was pregnant when I met. Oop. We're at 185. Now I'm pagan. We're 385.
But why didn't she cast a spell on herself to redeem her sexuality?
Stephanie?
No. I didn't cast a spell or anything.
With the pagan? What do you do with the pagan religion?
I believe that everything revolves around nature.
Yeah, I know. That's why I say, like, the Wiccans and the pagans, they're just into recycling. They're like the homos.
But pagans really. Pagans suggested a sort of a polytheistic, you know, complex system.
You have the tree god and the pine cone god?
It's Zeus at all.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different gods and goddesses, but there's one main god and goddess.
Okay, you're calling from Ohio.
Uh-huh.
What's the closest college to where you are?
University of Dayton.
University of Dayton. Do me a favor. You have 3 daughters?
Yes.
Do me a favor. Head on over there tomorrow morning. Interrupt football practice. Grab the punter. bring him back to your house. I'll bring the long snapper, too. And have the guy suited up. Go into the backyard. Have them snap your daughters to the punter and just punt them toward the nicest neighbor so these kids can have some goddamn chance.
Neighborhood, not just neighbor.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know how much range this guy has or if he's going for the coffin corner or if he's going for hang time. Just punt the kids toward the best direction, the nicest direction. And so the kids have a fighting chance at some kind of life instead of crazy pagan mom raising their ass.
So you're basically saying I'm a bad mother for being pagan.
Well, you're going to be. If you're not already.
All right, let's try to focus. So your sexuality. Are you on any medication?
No.
Are you no birth control?
No.
Well, you need to correct that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And did the sex drive go away?
I did. I got my tubes tied, so it was...
Yeah.
See, Adam? She's not a bad mom.
Hail Pegasus! Why shouldn't you guys be into a Pegasus?
What?
Well, it's pagan.
Paganesis. All right, listen, did the sex drive go away after the first child or only after the third?
It was actually when I was pregnant with the first child.
First one. So you, but yet you managed
after a couple months after getting pregnant.
And yet you managed to regain it sufficiently to get pregnant two more times, right?
Not exactly. I enjoy sex with my fiancé, but it feels like it's a chore to get started.
Why don't you two just go ahead and get married now with the three kids and all?
We are. We have a date set for next June.
Here's what my instincts tell me.
Oh, man.
He's a nice guy.
Mm-mm.
And old, what's her name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie is into the chaos, the bad
guy. Are you into chaos?
No.
Oh, pfft.
Okay. All right.
Your relationships haven't been a little dramatic and chaos with bad guys prior to this nice guy you were engaged to?
Actually, yeah. The guy I'm engaged to is the nicest guy I've been with.
That's what I'm saying.
Watch out. That's Do not sabotage,
well, that's
my
also
friend.
Where your sex drive is gone.
Mm-mm.
Because
no.
You come from chaos, and for whatever reason, your sexuality is something you associate with bad things.
Mm-hmm.
You can only be sexual with bad guys, and the nice guy, whoops, that just doesn't exist. It's like you're fractured internally, like you have two parts of yourself, a good self and a bad self.
All right.
And that's the person that goes for the chaotic relationships and sabotages the good ones.
All right.
But don't do that, huh?
Well, now, here's the thing, everybody. When you have three kids, you give up some rights. And you give up the right to stay out all night partying, and you give up the right to sleep in.
And multiple partners, whatever.
And you give up
threesomes.
You give up many rights, but I think people, obviously, they understand the part where, look, you have three kids, you have no sitter, you can't go out on a Friday night. You and the old man can't head out and go see a triple feature at the Cineplex because you have three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you understand that. But you also have to act sane for those three kids. You can't act out. You give up other rights, the right to act insane, the right to be cavalier with your relationships. Like, this guy's not abusing me. I'm not turned on anymore. I'm going to start cheating with his friend and moving on and causing chaos. You have to give up those privileges, too.
Yeah, I'm suddenly becoming sympathetic with Dr. Phil. I mean, what else are you going to do on radio and media except go, cut it out. Stop it. Don't you see what you're doing? Stop.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, our alternative is to go, please get a therapist. Please, you need lots of treatment.
Well, that's not going to happen.
I know. So I see how he starts just going, hey, stop it. Stop it. That's about all you can do.
Right.
So go ahead. Don't screw up this relationship. Don't do it. So,
he gets $20 million a year, though, to yell at people to stop it. You get like two quarters.
What's your point? I don't do it well enough. I don't do it frequently enough. I'm not committed to that whole notion.
All right, we'll start committing.
Tell people not to. No.
Let's take ourselves a little break. Oh, my new show, Roseanne Barr, on tonight.
Oh, my show's on tonight, too.
My show, 12 midnight tonight.
My show's 12 midnight,
well,
too.
Well, you better get two TV sets, my friend.
No, you just listen and watch my show.
Roseanne Barr, Comedy Central, tonight at midnight. Good guess, by the way. She's gotten saner.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back after this. Yeah, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Or Jenny McCarthy was supposed to come in here tonight. She's going to come in here on Monday. Sunday or Monday, yes, Drew?
Monday or Tuesday.
Monday or Tuesday, yes, Drew?
Yes, Adam.
Jeff Probst, my main man. The guy, if I ever was to fag off.
He'd be in, huh?
Well,
after
yeah.
After Jimmy.
Well, you're...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That promised we would never talk about that publicly.
Yeah. Shh. Don't speak. They don't do that in movies anymore where the creepy guy's going, shh, don't speak. No,
right.
All right, do I have a cobweb hanging off my head? Let me tell you something, what's going on out there. There's this weird, there's 3 weeks out of the year where the crazy giant spiders come and lay these spider webs that are 40 feet long.
Yes.
And I mean, I asked you not. I saw one going from my hedge to the other side of my fence. It was 28 feet, 30 feet.
I've got a couple between pine trees, like that are,
40 feet.
20 yards apart, yeah.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. How much of this crap can a spider ass hold? It's not like, here's what I'm saying. It's not like the spider goes, well, I got enough
crap. How much
crap
can a spider ass hold?
Well, it's not like they go, well,
it's a child's riddle.
My ass about, you know, eight feet of this stuff. And what I do is I do it 8 foot at a time. I do 8 foot, and then
take
I go back, and I take a break, and I reload, and then I take a burn, and then I eat a fly, and then I do another 8 feet. No, you got to make it one run.
Yeah, they do. One night, usually.
But here's the deal. If you want to get from one pine tree to the next pine tree, you have to catch a breeze.
Right, and they lay down, that first one is a cable.
The first
you've got to lay...
Yeah,
that's an anchoring cable. You walk into that thing, it's you spring back.
Oh, like being a clothesline by Deacon Jones.
Yes.
Saw the gardener get his head cut off the other day.
What?
Took the riding mower right across one of those things. Took his head clean off.
Oh, really?
Clean, yeah. Just dragged his body into the neighbor's yard. I don't need trouble.
Well, you got a bunch of them.
I don't need trouble. Point is, I shouldn't be talking about uninterrupted flow of ass silk. From one pine tree to the next, 40 feet, I don't know how they goddamn do it. I don't know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. Don't they run out ever?
I don't know. How much silk does a spider ass hold?
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, like, you...
I don't know the biology of all that, so I couldn't tell you.
I want somebody to tell us what's going on. I mean, you know when the spider spins the web, it catches a moth, and it spins it around and wraps it in its cocoon?
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff, too. That's a lot of...
It's 10 feet of web.
Yeah. What's the energy? Where do they get the energy
for that? They're constantly producing it. I mean, really, it would be like you taking like a crap from here to Oregon.
It'd be like your semen. Let's be fair.
Okay, it would be like you are masturbating, and all of a sudden, and that goes on for 45 minutes straight.
No, I mean, it'd be like with what you do is you put the dots together. You know, you do it and then again and then again and then again, and pretty soon.
No. But the point is I don't have a continuous flow to get me from one pine tree
it's
to the
close.
Next.
Sort of, you know.
No, Drew, seriously, you know, you kid, but I'm interested how a spider whose thorax is the size of a pea can produce 80 linear feet of this stuff that's stronger than steel.
It's like silly string. It's got to be. Like it expands when it comes out. Isn't there that stuff that you use, Corolla?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, he's talking about the foam.
As soon as it hits the air, like it expands.
Yeah, but
where's the energy coming from?
Right.
Where's the fluid?
What's the structure? Is what we need to know. What's it made up of?
You know, scientists have been trying to figure this out for many, many years, and apparently they're quite close now.
Look it up on the web.
Yeah. And then, by the way, ironic. What is it? Is it crap? Is it wee?
Semen?
Is it semen?
Saliva?
That's what I mean. I mean, we walk through it, willing. You know, we walk through it sort of casually. Like, I got some spider web on my head. Got a little in my mouth here. But God knows. I mean, Duke could be a nice step up from what's going on our head.
Mm-hmm.
It's just squirting out of a spider's ass. That's all. Chick spiders and dude spiders.
Ooh.
You walk through dude spider web, that makes you gay.
I bet.
Eric?
Yes.
What's going on?
What's going on? Who's calling? We call him from the Enterprise?
No, I'm sorry.
It really sounds like you're
really. We're really waiting for one of those.
Where's Uhura?
Yeah. That was the fakest part about Star Trek, is that they had pocket doors that actually worked.
Yeah.
Anyone had
two guys standing at the side.
Anyone from the 70s that has ever tried to use a pocket door knows you have to plant one foot up on the door jamb and grab it with both hands if you want to get it wedged out of there. Yeah. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, I was just calling because, I've been working as an EMT for about 4 months now. And over the last 4 months, I've kind of seen various old people in various states of, like, you know, whatever. And it's been kind of making me think about my own mortality, and it kind of started off where it's just something you kind of realize when, like, it's quiet and you're about to go to sleep and just your mind kind of wanders. But now it's kind of like getting to where it's making me see things differently, and I just want some relief from these kind of, you know, it's like it's never...
Well, look, maybe working at such a young age in that proximity of death is not a great idea.
Well, anyway, at 24, I was patching people together. I mean,
well,
I graduated medical school by then.
You're you.
And here's the deal. I've got a lot of thoughts about this. One is that we hide death and old people away in our culture, and that is part of life. Death with dignity, death aging. It's, by the way, going to a significant old age is better than the alternatives, which is dying young.
Right.
And so this is something that we all have to contend with, and the more the more realistic you are, I think the problem often is that when you don't have adequate training, you know, you really don't have a context to put this all in. It sort of overwhelms you. And my other question is, Eric, do you have any pre-existing mood problems or anxiety disorders, anything like that?
No, not at all.
It was nothing before this, and all of a sudden, pow.
It really was. It was like, oh, my God, no matter what I do, no matter what kind of lifestyle I lead, this is going to happen, and I just got to figure out some way to get my head around that. I guess
that's called life, Eric. That's growing up. That's what everyone gets to contend with.
Yeah,
it's not that bad. That's not a psychological. I'm not sure it's a psychological problem if you're having trouble with obsessional thoughts about this kind of thing.
Drew.
Yeah.
Was I talking to you about my old age homes with a theme?
No, it's a great idea.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, why not with different kids?
Everyone is freaked out about the old age home. Like, please don't send me off to the old age home.
No, that is a bizarre thing because when people need institutional support, first of all, they're beautiful now.
They're nice.
And secondly, when people need institutional support, they're much happier. They're happier when they're around their peers.
But let me say this. My grandmother's always like, I don't want to go to an old age home. And I've talked to the old age home, and they're like, yeah, we don't want her either. Believe you me, don't do us any favors. But nobody likes to go. I was talking earlier about traffic school. Nobody wants to go to traffic school. And then they started having singles traffic school and pizza lovers traffic school.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it wasn't so bad. They had comedy traffic school.
Exactly.
Here's all. I know a bunch of guys that are crazed Red Sox fans. If they could go to a Red Sox old folks home and sit around with a bunch of like-minded clods who loved the Red Sox as much as they would, well, maybe not such a bad deal.
They used to have that. Was a Screen Actors home?
And yeah.
They used to line up to go.
Yeah. I karaoke, ass lovers.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh.
You pick your theme.
The Boobville. This is it.
Yeah, I go to a nice big jug, old folks home. Whatever it is, you know you're around. Here's the thing. You don't want to go to an old folks home as a crazed, lifelong, diehard Sox fan and get roomed up with a Yankees fanatic.
No.
Now you're miserable. You could have a bunch of folks that love the Sox, and you could all agree what games to watch, and you go to the ball game, and, you know, you have, your Strimsky comes in, does a little guest speaking once a month. You're in great shape. Or if you like karaoke or whatever it is you like. Themed old age homes, Drew.
Perfect.
Write it down.
Got it.
No, write it down.
Here, my pen.
Oh, come on, don't write it down, you idiot.
Oh.
I was just kidding. Are you ready to keep rocking?
Yeah.
We got to take a break.
One more.
Loves using a dildo during sex. Possible to be causing damage. Michelle?
Yeah.
Michelle?
Yeah.
What's up? Yeah. Use a vibrator or a dildo?
It's a dildo.
Okay. And where do you put it during sex?
my down there. Vagina.
Ooh, okay. But
how
if
can you be having sex if you've got a dildo
you're having
there?
Intercourse and now you have another penis?
So what it is like, we'll use a dildo first, and then he'll take it out, and then he'll put his penis in, and then he'll stick the dildo in with the penis at the same time.
Oh, very creative.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it quite often like that, and I'm just wondering.
wondering what?
By the way, I don't,
there's plenty of room if you were working with her for the dildo.
Yeah, hold on a second. I wouldn't do that if I was a guy.
It makes you feel...
I don't like that idea. It's like, I feel like, well, maybe I got a small foot and I'm self-conscious. I don't need to put it into Shaq's shoe. You know what I'm saying? Now I really feel like an a-hole.
Yeah, but if you do, you're going to pack it with socks. You know what I mean?
All I'm saying is if I'm in you and I got the dildo, I'm going to give a half try, like when OJ tried to put that glove on. And like, baby, ain't no room in that garage.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yes.
You understand?
Right.
That is packed.
Well, what's her
to
question?
The brim.
What is her question?
Doesn't matter. We're taking a break.
All right.
We'll come back. We'll talk to Michelle Dildo Queen after this. Yeah, everybody, it's Love Line. Yeah! Woo! I tell you what, Drew.
Don't even think about it.
I will do it. I will do it. I will drop trout. I will drop trout. I will drop trout.
This
God is my witness. I will be. I
will.
You know. I was known. What I was known as. I was known to my disciples and my flock as the dropper of trout. Okay,
Mister Sir Dropper of trout. Sir Dropper.
Sir Dropper.
Sir Dropper.
Sir Dropper.
We'll do it.
I will drop trout. I will. I will back up and drop trout.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, I'm going. And I'll tell you something. You'll know it when I drop trout because I'm free balled it, baby.
There'll be sack
I'm
everywhere.
Commando
drop
style.
Trout, nothing
I'm free balled commando.
Nothing but sack.
Dropping
drop
trout,
trout,
free ball and drop trout, free ball and free ball and drop trout. I can tell you, but I have to kill you.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you. And dropping trout went out about the same month in 2001, and it was the best goddamn month I've ever experienced.
I guarantee you, in radio somewhere across this country, there are people using that term regularly.
Free balling it.
Those terms. What's that, Anderson?
Trow. Yeah.
Talking to the mic, buddy, sir.
Yeah. Drew, is it bothering you that Anderson tells you to talk to the mic almost every night
here's,
now?
Here's the problem. I want you to observe. You know, see what I'm dealing with?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And it will not tighten down.
You're dealing with your own feeble mind.
The mic here.
Oh, the mic. Yeah.
The mic.
Try screwing that thing down.
It will not tighten.
You can't?
No.
Well, it looks like it's turning now. You better goddamn hope that doesn't tighten up, Drew. And don't do that thing where you pretend like you can't do it.
Sorry.
Like I know when you're being intentionally lame and then normally lame.
No, you see.
I know the difference. Yeah. Let me try that. Oh, for the love of... I swear to... You know...
Look.
Yeah, no, I know.
The mic swings away from me, Anderson, no matter what I do. And so if I'm not constantly...
Adam, I don't have a problem with Adam drifting off mic at all.
You will. Here's the thing about radio. All you have to do, really all you have to do, is have this microphone in front of your yapper.
Your puss, yeah.
That's all you have to do. And there's something that goes on. Here's what happened. The radio stations in 1974 bought 400 million of these units. They're all the same. I don't care.
These microphones.
Yes. I don't care if you go to the deepest, darkest Africa. If you go to a radio station, it will have this clanky, easily kind of
arm.
This weird arm thing that comes out. Now, there's two things these arm things do. A, they squeak all the time when you pull them in and out. And two, something seizes up on this wing nut that locks up and doesn't allow the microphone to stay where it is. It just swings loosely, and it's always away from where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you figure I'll just reach up and turn the thing, but it locks up, and it doesn't let you do it. It's like something gets cross-threaded or something. I don't know how it works. Oh, I actually do know what the problem is now.
It's designed to do that, I think. And then this wire pulls it. I think it's designed to be kind of loose.
No, it is not designed to be loose. Otherwise, it wouldn't have a thumb tight on it. What happens is the threads get chewed off by this thing waving around on the threads, and then they won't turn in.
Grip. Yeah, that's it.
All right, let's go get some needle nose out of your car, Drew.
Oh sure.
Just talking to the mic,
Michelle.
Yeah.
So you use a dildo
during sex, during intercourse, which is rather creative.
Yeah.
Both in at once.
Yeah.
Hmm. I wonder if that makes your guy kind of gay.
How old?
Another penis rubbing against his.
It makes him extra male. How old? How old were you when you? How long have you been doing this?
A few months.
All right. Well, what's the question?
So I'm wondering if, like, even using dildos by themselves, like, if it's causing like any damage in there, or like if I'm going to be able to have kids later on in life or something.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. There's nothing wrong with it. It's something that can transmit infections if you sort of use it in somebody else first or some other part of your boyfriend or whatever.
You guys use it every time?
Almost. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's all it does. It doesn't go anywhere else.
No.
How'd you discover this? It's sort of interesting. What?
Yeah.
Well, how people first start eating lobster, you know? Yeah, what happened? Something weird?
Mm.
Multi-orgasmic?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Drew knows the multis, baby. I'll tell you what, right now, it will drop trout. Drew knows who's multi-orgasmic. He's like Santa, except for he doesn't know if you've been naughty or nice, but he knows when you have 15 orgasms a session. So you're just a passionate woman.
This just allows that all to happen for her.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, that's
good
your
times.
Thing.
There you go.
How many orgasms do you have usually per session?
Maybe like 3 to 5.
Wow. Nice. All right. Good times.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, here's the thing, Drew.
Shell's happy.
Most things that don't cause trauma or where you don't feel trauma are not going to ruin you and are not going to do damage to you.
Right, things that don't hurt. And when you're not introducing foreign bodies, infectious agents...
Yeah, in a way, it's like saying, well, gee, I play football, but I don't want to have trouble walking later on in life. Well, if you don't blow out your knee, you're not going to have trouble.
Right.
You'll know it when you blow your knee out.
That's right.
Well, no, I haven't blown my knee out. I'm just playing. Everything's fine.
I'm just paranoid. Right. No injury.
You'll know when the injury occurs. Right. All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Yeah. Tell you what. Love line, everybody. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. My show, Too Late with Adam Carolla, Comedy Central, tonight. You need to watch this program. We moved to midnight, and Roseanne Barr's on the show. She's taking her medication, and...
she's talking about that?
Yeah, and I like her. I like her now. I didn't used to like her before, but now I like her.
You're gay.
She's mellowed out. Looks good.
What's she doing now?
Sort of nice. She's doing some stand-up and doing some other stuff, and... She's one of these people that just... the only thing I don't like about her is she doesn't need to work, and she likes to work.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, it's one of those things where we applaud that in our society.
You hate that.
It angers me. I get angry at it.
I don't know.
I don't need that. That's just showing off. And it was funny. Like, she was like... I was reading the plug, and it's like, yeah, Roseanne is going to be at the Guffaw Hut in San Francisco this weekend, the 21st through the 25th. And I thought, what the... Got more money than God. What are you going at?
People like in front of audience and stuff.
Ugh.
It's performing.
Ugh. Come on, Drew. Say, Andy.
When's your show, Andrew?
Oh, it's strange you should ask that, Anderson. Midnight tonight. Wednesday nights, midnight, Discovery Health Channel.
What night is it?
It's Tuesday.
All right, but it's not Wednesday.
But it's Wednesday in a lot of the country.
Well.
When they're hearing this.
It's not tonight, though. That's tomorrow night.
That's why I asked, so I could play that.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Clash of the Tardens. Yeah.
Sandy?
Yeah?
What's up?
What's up, baby doll?
Hi.
Hey.
Wow, I'm really surprised that I'm even talking to you guys. This is insane.
Well,
okay,
here we are.
Hi.
Hey.
I am having a problem with masturbating. Yeah, I never used to have a problem with it, and I love doing it, but now it's really hard for me to get turned on and, to stay turned on long enough to have an orgasm, and I used to be multi-orgasmic, and I don't understand what the deal is.
Wow, what happened?
Birth control pills?
I am on birth control, but can that affect that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What are you taking?
Kareva, I think.
Kareva.
Trying to translate that.
I mean, what
is
that?
That's a low dose pill?
It's medium. It's definitely not a high dose. I was taking a higher dose, and it was too much. So it's not low, but it's...
On the higher dose, did you retain your orgasmic function?
Oh, let me think. That was probably like about 2 years ago. Yeah, I would say that I did.
So there you go.
You're 18, and it's like your vagina's been to the moon and back. Well, back when I adjusted my pill, I used to be, back in the day, I was multi-orgasmic, and then when I went to the Festiva pill, I slowed down on my intercourse. You're 18.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Wait, it just sounds like you got started in the 60s. It's like you were a groupie, traveled with the Stones or something. What's up? You have a boyfriend now?
I do. I do have a boyfriend.
All right.
Everything okay?
Yeah, everything. That's the really weird part. Is everything is great.
Are you on any other medication besides the pill?
No.
Okay. It's probably that.
Mm.
Okay.
All right.
That's all. It's probably a little Germany or Florida, Drew.
All right, fair enough.
It's been a while. I mean, it's not been a while, but
you,
poor guy.
You just puked.
I had a little something come out there. A little guy's been on hold. Antoine's been on hold for...
I hope that's Antoine.
Or Antoine's been on... Antoine?
You had it right the first time, Adam. Antoine.
Oh.
Well, it's spelled... It's Antoine has a W in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would
agree. O-I-N-E? Yeah. How do you spell Antoine?
It's the same as what you're looking at there with O-I-N-E.
Oh, okay. All right. Although, with the brothers, all bets are off now. I mean, anything can be spelled anywhere. Yeah. And then they opened the floodgates, and now white folk are doing it, and now it's all bets are off.
My name's German.
All right. Antone. What's going on, Antone?
Not much. I just wanted to do Adam.
Wait a minute.
That's it?
Hold on a second, everybody.
Florida.
Yeah, but let me explain something. The whole thing was Adam Carolla is going to replace Marco Polo as that swimming pool game.
Marco.
Polo. We've had
Marco.
To go, fish out of water. Okay, we've had to explain it 185 times.
It's not Adam.
No, nobody goes in the swimming pool and goes, Marco. They go, Marco Polo. It sings songy. Now let's try it again.
Adam
Carolla. There you go.
Wonderful. You ready?
What's up? Yeah.
All right. A 24-year-old, 475-pound man was arrested at an airport for possession of cocaine after being identified by drug-sniffing dogs. During a man search, police found nothing and began to suspect the dogs had defective noses. But on closer inspection, they found nearly 11 pounds or 5 kilograms of crack cocaine hidden in the folds of his stomach. Germany or Florida?
Wow.
Hmm.
That's impressive. Florida.
Feels like Florida.
Yeah.
Kilos, a little over 2 pounds, yeah?
Yeah. 2.2 pounds.
Hmm. Folds. German guys get pretty healthy, pretty husky, too, but Florida just feel like cocaine and flaps.
And airports and dogs and very obese. Florida.
Yeah, right. Florida. We're going Florida.
Both of you?
Antone?
Yeah, it's Florida.
Oh, yeah, Florida, good. Yeah, our phones are screwed up. Thanks, buddy. I'll tell you, if he had gotten onto the plane, he would have been sitting next to me.
Only if he were wearing shorts and a tank top.
Yeah, then he would be flying Southwest. By the way, when they pull out that seatbelt extender, that's when you know you've got a problem.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like when fat folks say... When I saw a picture of myself at my high school reunion, I knew it was time to lose some weight, you know, that kind of thing. But when they bust out, when the stewardess busts out the add-a-leaf to the extender, you know, like really the seatbelt equivalent to the table when they add that leaf on when people are coming over for Thanksgiving. When they add the extender onto the seatbelt, that's when it's time to take a good hard look in the mirror. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that the Biggest Loser show tonight.
Yeah, I saw a little of that, too.
Yeesh.
Let me make this comment. I just flashed by it. I was in my garage monkeying around. I just turned on the TV. A lot of guys talking with their shirts off.
They make
show.
Them take their shirts off. You notice there's a lot of... They were pulling
anywhere you slice it, Drew, a lot of guys talking with the shirts off.
And my wife said, are women going to take the shirt off, too? There's so much...
Lot of 400-pound dudes talking with their shirts off, and here's the dealio, folks. You have breasts as a male. When you're 5'9", and you're 425, you have boobs.
You do.
You have saucer-sized areolas. You have flaps. You have boobs. Good, they have some hair on the nipples, which is delightful. Something about seeing morbidly obese fat guys with their shirts off has now become perfectly fine in prime time.
Yeah, but this is like a little P.T. Barnum-esque. This is like they get in the people with the novelty panis.
Here's
and making them expose themselves.
You say the panis, you mean the
thing
the
hanging
gun?
Over. Yeah, the thing that had the 5 pounds of 5 kilos of cocaine in it.
The panis is what hangs over the belt buckle there on guys.
Yeah.
Here's my point. I'm not a religious guy. To me, offensive is offensive.
Right.
it doesn't matter if it's violent. It doesn't matter if it's visually offensive. I mean, to me, yes, if somebody shows a boob on TV, of course they have to tile that out. They have to go ahead and do that. But we can see guys vomiting.
We can see guys
sucking a yak semen through a silly straw on Fear Factor, and now we can see guys that are morbidly obese with stretch marks that could go around Saturn, and man boobs standing there lactating at 8:30 in the evening. That's fine, but if one half of one boob pops out of one bikini top, oh no, baby. Now we got trouble. And all I'm saying is as long as it's game on, and it's clearly game on, it's game on now. We're showing everything now. Just go ahead and show the boob. Show the one thing we can tolerate.
I don't care. We're going to die soon. Is that your policy?
That's my policy.
That's your policy.
Let's see some areola. You understand that we're looking at man boob now.
Yeah.
It's like saying... well, obviously you can't show vagina on TV. Uh-huh. Unless we carved one into a man, in which case we beat you on a technicality. Oh, yeah, come over. Jake, show your vagina. Oh, that's fine.
It's a man's.
Yeah, it's a man's vagina. This is a man's boobs.
Yeah.
He's got boobs.
Yep.
You understand?
Except they're a little less tasteful than the female variety.
There are some folks who would argue with you, but not me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this guy has a solid C cup.
Mm-hmm.
A solid C cup.
They seemed to have casted it that way, by the way. Didn't they?
Oh, well,
look. The huge panties, the huge boobs, the huge novelty cottage cheese appearance.
I don't know if you can be a white dude and be 5'11 and be well north of 300 pounds and not have some man boob on you. I mean, I don't think you have to cast it that way. All I'm saying is I'm looking at shirtless testimonial after shirtless goddamn testimonial. I'm not staring at metric tons of man boob, and this is prime time.
And by the way, that is all, not all, but some of that is estrogen mediated. That all the adipose tissue creates a lot of estrogen, and that makes the boobs grow.
Well, again, my argument, if we carved... Now, this is a bare breast.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a naked breast. Huh. It exists on a man, but it's a naked breast.
Well, send a letter to their sponsors.
Yeah, I'd like to see... I'd like to just put a vagina in a man's forehead. and people are going, look, it's a hairy pink vagina. Oh, no, it's on a dude.
It's on his head.
It's on his head. Yeah, it's on a dude.
All right, so anyway.
And it's talking. Oh, wait a minute. It just lit a cigar. Oh, wow.
Oh, it's Monica's.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I just this whole part where everyone is doing disgusting things and people are vomiting and drinking bile and we're looking at man boob and we've cleared every single goddamn hurdle but the boob hurdle.
Yeah. Where's our friend Caroline Ray been the last couple years anyway?
I ran into her.
Yeah?
Ran into her at a restaurant.
She going to come up?
Yeah. She yelled at me.
That's good.
I told you about that,
yeah,
right?
Yelled for you, not at you.
Well, I was walking past her.
Yeah.
She yelled at me.
Yeah.
And it was funny because the same night I was telling you, and this is really how you can tell what kind of person you are. I was at a movie theater with my wife. We were walking to the movie. It was at night. I'd walked right past. Caroline Ray was eating up in some kiosk that was 3 feet above me and off to the right. I'd passed her. It was long gone. And I hear this voice from way behind. Adam! What? Turn around, look, there's Caroline Ray. She's eating with 10 people. I come over and say hi, and then walk away. Later on that night, we see Paola, who's the director of my TLC show.
You avoid her.
My wife sees her. Oh, my God, Adam, there's Paola. They keep walking.
Put your head down.
And I like Paola.
I know.
That's the other thing. I just realized, keep walking. That was my thing. Just look down and walk with purpose, honey. Like we're in a bad neighborhood or something. And I realize I think I'm a bad person for that. Caroline Wright screaming across this crowded theater at me. I see someone I work with on a daily basis and enjoy, pass 8 feet from her and tell my wife to look down at her feet and start walking.
Yeah.
What is that, Drew?
Yeah, that's your thing about being noticed and, you know, existing to other people. You don't like that.
Yeah. Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
Who? Keep going. Sarah?
Hello.
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
I'm bisexual, and I'm dating a straight man who is 19. Yeah. And,
what happened to you? Let's just get to it, because I'm thirsty. I'm going to break early. What happened? Because what happened to you? You angry? Someone molested you? What's going on?
No. It's just that, I want to try to and, experience more of my bisexuality, because...
No, what happened? Now, let's get back to what happened. What made you so unable to be in a stable relationship? Yeah. Talk about it. Weren't you getting that angry feeling from her?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. She dropped the S-bomb, so got to put her on hold for just a couple of few. Let's see. 34-year-old boyfriend doesn't want to have sex, can't understand why, attracted to girls who are chaotic, has issues with brother-in-law, molested his wife. Oh.
Like when they were kids.
Oh, that's interesting. Calling from Alaska. Brad?
That's me.
24? No, you're 26. What's up?
All right, I've been married to my wife for 8 years next month. And 2 years into the relationship, I found out she had an eating disorder. And by way of therapy, found out that my brother-in-law had molested my wife and her sister growing up numerous times. And that was, I guess, the stem of all that.
Mm-hmm. And is that her biological brother?
Yes.
Right.
Do you go to you go to therapists in Alaska?
Yeah, I'm in the military, so everywhere we go, we just kind of pick up with a new therapist.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Good job. That's good.
Well done.
Because I'm trying to picture the indigenous therapist from Alaska.
They have a potlatch. They give each other gifts.
We went home on leave about 4 years ago. And we have small children, and
they don't have the sofa. They have that. They have that huge pelt that you lie down on, and everyone throws you up in the air.
Yes,
with.
Yeah, it's liberating.
Let me tell you something. That'd be all the therapy you needed.
If you lived in Alaska,
instead of paying some guy $110 for 50 minutes to tell you what you already know about your parents, they'd put you in one of those big seal pelt things. 20 guys gather around and throw you up in the air. You're screaming like a maniac. After a half hour of that, you never felt better. Endorphin rush, walking on a cloud for the next week. Yeah?
Perfect.
All right, Brad. So now you're mad at your brother-in-law?
Well, yeah. I mean, man, this guy, we went home on leave about 4 years ago, and I found out after the fact that the guy tried to molest her again while I was in the other room sleeping with the kids.
Oh, boy.
Sleeping with the kids.
Why did you bring the kids around this perpetrator?
Well, he didn't know.
I didn't know that at the time, no. And now
how old was she? Yeah, hold on. She was like 20 at the time, or how old was she?
She must have been 25.
All right, what's the question?
Well, I guess...
Wait a minute. She was 25 when he tried to molest her again?
Right.
Well, how old is she now?
She's 31. She'll be 31 in October, so yeah, another month. So she's 30 now.
Hold on, let me talk to my on-again, off-again lover. Something is deeply wrong here.
With her?
Her, him, yeah. It, them,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Us, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
He trying to make a move when she's 25.
Oh, it's just...
That's twisted.
Yeah.
Her reporting that, being
no,
in a
I
position
know. Yeah,
with...
Yeah. Chaos, yeah.
What is she sleeping in there for?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in the next room with the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Why isn't she in the room with the kids?
You know how victims lay themselves out for further victimization.
Yeah.
This is a classic situation. Be that as it may, here's the bottom line. They're getting therapy. They're working it out. What the hell are you doing keeping this brother-in-law in your guy's life in any way at all at any time?
Oh, okay,
what are you doing?
I understand that. Now, we're in Alaska because I'm military, so he's basically coming up with my in-laws to visit.
Mm.
And my in-laws
do your in-laws, do they know what went on?
No.
One of the things that I was wondering is if it actually happened.
No, I'm not wondering that. I'm wondering what is up with your wife. Why was she in a room with this guy when she knows what he's capable of? Why were you in the next room sleeping with the kids? Why wasn't she with you in that room?
Well, I think the way it ended up happening is, we have three kids, so so, I was putting the baby down to bed type thing, and she was in her old bedroom, and the brother didn't live there at the time, and he's also military, so he was coming back, back and forth, and just in on some kind of leave or something. So it wasn't a situation where I knew anything was going on or thought anything was going on.
You're missing
the point.
How did she tell you that he tried something?
Well, it basically happened, I sat in on a couple of therapy sessions with her, and that's when it all came out. I had no clue when we got married.
All right, Brad, stay with the therapy, and she owes nothing to this family. No more kids. Keep an eye on this one.
Oh, this guy is not alone with anybody. Your kids,
I'm just talking about
your wife, too.
Yeah. I like the idea of a military therapist. You will address me in a clear and present tone. Don't eyeball me, son. Just picture a guy with short cropped hair. Hoorah! Be funny. You just come at ease. You lie down on the sofa. So, you're blaming your parents, are you? Don't eyeball me, son. And actually, a mixture of a DI and a therapist would probably be the way to go.
Wouldn't be bad. Oh, Dr. Phil.
Yeah, because, I get the guy in the, the crew neck sweater just scratching his beard. He's not listening. He's clearly not listening. I'm telling him the same story over and over again.
Get on your knees, scumbag!
I can see his thought bubble is his thought bubble's like one of those. Remember those birds from the 70s you'd fill with the red fluid and would just bob up and down?
Yes.
That's what's in my therapist's thought bubble.
I'm imagining a log with a saw.
Slowly sawing. Yeah. Slowly. But it's like a cartoon. It's not going any deeper into the log. It just keeps going back and forth. All right, Drew. I got to get some water.
All right, take a break.
We'll be back. We'll talk to bisexual 18-year-old Sarah after this. Yeah, love line. That's what I'm talking about. Weather, traffic, news, and weather coming in at the top of the hour. Cudahy checking in at 71 degrees. El Cajon, 71 degrees. Norco, 71. Newhall, Saugus checking in, 71 big degrees out there. Tell you what, right now, it's dealing days going on in Monrovia Ford, too. I tell you what, this whole segment is brought to you by Monrovia Ford's dealing days. What do you got to say over there, Jack Drew? We got traffic, weather, traffic, and news coming up.
You must have had quite a light show last night with that. The electrical storm.
Yeah. Oh, it was cool? Raining. It was something. It was awesome.
Bad.
Here's the thing about living in the SoCal area is you get rain and you get some smog and you get some heat, but that's about it. You don't get any fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't get those crazy lightning shows and thunder, and you don't get that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. They get too much. You get a little hail once in a blue moon. Overall, no weather's good weather, don't get me wrong, but some of that stuff that goes on in the Midwest, and if you think about it, I mean, if you look at it, it's dramatic. It is beautiful. I mean,
I had a patient, whose grandparents, mother, grandmother, and grandfather were both killed by lightning in the same thunderstorm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's people that have been hit by lightning 5-6 times.
That's
same people.
Crazy.
It's a God's put a hit out on you. Mafia God. The Godfather. You know what I'm saying,
yeah,
though?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing getting hit by lightning once or twice, but when you get hit by lightning 5-6 times, you really got to start wondering at a certain point what you're doing wrong, and or who needs you.
Right, they need you.
They need you. Yeah.
There's a plan.
You always like that. I always like when there's a plan and they needed you. But it's funny when the 3-year-old gets backed over on the big wheel. It's like, God needed Aaron. Well, what do you need the 3-year-old for?
Yeah.
Even if you're starting a little league or a t-ball team, still you go 6 or 7. You don't go 3. He didn't have any plan. He needed him.
Mm.
All right. I understand you're grieving, but go ahead and have to make stuff up. Okay. I'm saying bad things happen, and it's good to learn from those bad things, but you just don't make stuff up. I mean, and here's what I mean.
Well, you know what people do? They make they feel like it should be.
Yeah.
Something in them goes, it should be like that. Therefore it is.
Something horrible happens, and now your child is gone, and you've decided that God needed him.
Well,
and now he's up there, and he's looking down at you.
Contending with something. But
I understand that, but here's the thing. the folks in New Orleans, what they need to do is not worry about God. They need to get the Corps of Engineers over there, get the levee worked out, get some insurance, and get a fire extinguisher and a flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that whole part, and they're not. I mean, they are going to do that. But my point is when you start just sort of worrying about what people are doing, sometimes you neglect
the more practical matters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Matters at hand.
Put a fence around the pool. That way the next kid won't drown in it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Foil God's plan.
Yeah, that's right. I know he needs him, but let him take the neighbor kid.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's...
We were going to talk to four, but Sarah. Did we finish with Brad in Alaska?
Yeah.
All right.
Therapy. Army therapist. Sarah?
Yes? I'm sorry. I would like to apologize for, like, swearing earlier. It's because I was in my room and my hamster was, like, really loud. I'm sorry.
You bitch!
So,
you have a hamster?
Yeah. His name is Mercutio.
Does he have one of those habit trails?
I don't know what...
1-1000, 2-1000.
Don't know what habit trail is?
No, all I right. don't know.
You just have a regular hamster cage?
Yeah, I have, like, a regular hamster cage. He stuffs the food in his mouth, and he rolls around, like, in the wheel, and it makes really loud noise.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Throw some lithium grease on that. So Sarah, you're bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And
our question was, why can't you be in a stable relationship? What happened to you that made it difficult for you?
It's because, like, I've been trying to find, like, for so long, like, the perfect relationship. And like, I've been, and it's been, like, really hard for me. And I actually finally found someone, but I want to experience more of my bisexuality.
No, Sarah, stop with the intellectualized BS. The reality is you've made the case again, which is that you're in a good relationship. Now you have to sabotage it. And my question is, why?
Because I want to experience more and...
No, that's not the answer. Because if you really wanted the perfect relationship and you really found the perfect relationship, nothing else would matter. Because it's perfect. It's exactly what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is you can't tolerate perfect or mm-hmm. even good or even kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have chaos and you can't be close to somebody and you have to be abandoned. You were abandoned somewhere. So what happened?
Yeah, like in the past I was like abandoned and it just really hurt.
Who abandoned you?
My ex Daniel.
Ex what?
My ex boyfriend Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's let's.
We're going before that. Where's your Daniel?
Huh? What?
That's my whole life, really. I just make a joke or a pun. Huh? What? You realize?
Oh yeah, on Loveline. Yes, yes.
Oh no, not just on Loveline.
Oh, everywhere.
At home, on the road, mm-hmm. doesn't matter. What, buddy?
You're too sharp.
Huh? Did you
sharp.
Say something?
That's what that means, Adam. Too sharp.
Is that what I am?
Yeah, too smart.
All right. Sarah.
Yes?
Your father.
Oh, crap.
Where is he?
He's in another state. I have nowhere idea
right.
where he's at.
Yeah. When I said you were abandoned, that's what I was talking about.
Sorry. Look,
if you don't know, but by the way, if you're choosing states that you may be at, start with Florida, and then you move on to Florida. And then there's Nevada, and then you go back to Florida again.
Right.
Yeah.
He went from Iowa to... Then he went to Florida.
Hold on, Drew. Here, help me up.
Oh, my
ear. Help me up. Oh, floored. Wow. Woo. Shocking. Revelation, Drew. Who knew that some deadbeat dad went to Florida?
It's
almost impossible. Yeah. All right. When are we going to put a fence around that place? So, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn it into a internment camp for deadbeat dads.
It's already that.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a big wall around Florida, and then I'm going to get a bullhorn, and I'm going to be like, look, I know there's some of you NBA players that don't deserve to be here. Of course, many of you NBA players are deadbeat fathers and do deserve to be here. We're going to airlift out a handful of the NBA players and golf pros who live here full time. The rest of you, we know you did something. It may take a few years to process it. Until then, look at this as your Guantanamo Bay. That's going to be my plan, Drew. And believe me, a couple innocent people will get caught in the cracks, but by and large.
It's like any in service of humanity, any large project. Sure.
Yeah, always. Oh, look, when you know, they used to do that, as you know, when they built you know, the Brooklyn Bridge,
people
when
died.
They built the Golden Gate Bridge, they had quotients for it.
For
I mean,
death,
it
yeah.
was, yeah, it was, they
acceptable quotients.
Yeah, they figure we will lose one man for every $1 million spent.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they worked it back then.
Hmm.
It's funny that there was a price, you know, if you, well, it's the way you do it because skyscraper, bridge, you know, how do you measure it? You don't measure it by the weight or
time,
by the height.
Time.
Every time, voyage. Time, but you can have a lot of guys work on it. So say, hey, if it's a $10 million project, we're going to lose 10 guys.
Right. I think the reason time doesn't work is because sometimes it's winter time, and there's other times with more guys working. And
right.
If per unit of money spent,
but that,
it's a
yeah, so
measure.
That's how they would do it. If they're yeah. building a dam, the dam was $25 million, yeah. 25 dudes were going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead, Sarah. The hell are we talking about?
Her bisexual, her bye-bye to heterosexuality.
Okay, your dad's gone. You're freaked out about intimacy. You cling to your bisexuality.
Yeah, and your dad was an a-hole, so that's why you have trouble with men, and you can't have a real relationship, and you got to keep screwing it up with the sabotage.
So knock it off.
Okay. Very simple.
All right, Sarah, get some help, would you?
Okay.
Don't cling to this stuff. Why go through your life this way?
I don't know.
I'm sorry your dad broke your heart that way.
He has moved to, like, different states, and he's been, like, abandoning, like, not abandoning, but avoiding, like, child support, and he stopped, like, giving us birthday gifts, and it just hurts, and it
yeah,
really
I know.
Sucks.
Yeah, he's an a-hole, Sarah.
He's
but
a bad
don't,
guy.
Don't recreate that by trying to make it right by being with another guy just like Dad.
Not
being with a nice guy.
Not all guys are bad.
That's right. But
your dad's bad, but not, our dad, okay, everyone's dad's bad.
But listen, find the nice guy you're with is great, but learn how to be in a relationship with him. You don't know how to do that. All you know how to do is to try to long for somebody like Dad, and that's going to keep you constantly unhappy.
Oh, these guys, really, they have no notion of what they do to their daughters.
The a-holes. Come on.
Is it just pure...
They don't care.
Is it... To me, you know, people... Talk about sociopaths.
Yeah.
People that kill people or...
Psychopaths.
People, well, I guess a sociopath that kills someone is a psychopath.
Yeah, basically.
Otherwise, you're just a publicist if you're a sociopath. But you have no empathy for others.
Right. That's sociopath.
One could make an argument that these deadbeat dads are sociopaths. I mean,
all
of them by nature. Yeah. I know it sounds a little heavy-handed, but...
of a sort there.
You have a daughter... You have your own flesh and blood or a son, and you choose just to, well, I'm going to move to Florida, and I'll never see the person again. One could argue that that's stronger than killing somebody. I mean, Drew,
mm-hmm.
you could probably live with taking another life, depending on the circumstances and depending on what it was and how you wanted to rationalize it. Versus not seeing any of your kids ever.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's a spiritual death.
But it would seem like there would be a biological mandate that would be even stronger.
Right.
And that's why I would argue an even greater argument for sociopathy.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Wow. Powerful stuff.
Unfortunately, our culture feeds people such a load of S.
Ooh.
I almost said it. the kids are raised themselves these days. No big deal. They're fine. They're happy. They're thriving. They're doing great.
I didn't have a dad. Look at me. Look how I turned out.
Yeah, you get a little whooping once in a while. Listen, people rationalize so much horse crap in our culture as it pertains to kids because of what happened to them and their unwillingness to do their job.
Thank you. All right. Yeah. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
That's a good one to think on, Drew. We'll take a quick break. When we come back,
Veronica,
her boyfriend. Boyfriend doesn't want sex. She's 23. She's hot because her name is Veronica. We'll be back after this. Yeah, love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Get it on, baby. Yeah. Dave, I'm lying. I'm dying. Yeah! Oh, hold my neck. You know that thing every once in a while you yawn or you do something, yeah, all of a sudden your neck goes, die, die, die. You're like, right, where are we going here, buddy?
Veronica, remember?
Yeah, I do remember the man seeing Julie, your fiance, stole 10 grand from
her. I know,
her.
I talked to her too, but first, Veronica.
Hey, Veronica?
Yeah?
23? Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm 23, and kind of sick. I met my boyfriend when I was 18. He was like almost 20, he was 29 at a movie theater. But we've been together ever since. But he wouldn't have sex with me for like the first 2 years because I think he said because of my age, I was too young and it didn't feel right. But all his friends are my age. And
ooh, whoa. You were 18.
And he was like 29, 30.
That's a little weird.
A little weird, but you were legal.
Yeah.
Did he work at the movie theater?
No, we just both went and we seen the same movie. So we just bumped into each other.
That's a little weird.
Okay. You both went alone to the same movie?
No, I was with my sister and he was with his friend.
Okay.
How did you start talking to somebody in a movie theater?
Well, because my sister was younger. She was like 16 and she went up to him and started talking to him, and he said he wanted to talk to me. And I just...
Again, during
number.
A movie?
I'm guessing after the theater.
Yeah.
After the movie.
After the movie, he started talking to me.
Yeah, and, unless they're at one of the Magic Johnson cinemas, and then it would have been during the movie.
Yeah, so, you know...
Because it's like a singles party over there.
Nice.
Yeah.
We've been together ever since. It took us like 2-3 years to have sex, and I mean, I would sleep with him with just my shirt on, nothing else on. It took me so long to get him to sleep.
Yeah. Okay, here's the deal. You know, him being 13 and you being 18, he might not have felt great about that, but the point is you're legally an adult, and 2 years is a hell of a long time, and I'm wondering what's up with this guy.
Right, exactly.
Because why was he with you at all?
Yeah, and the thing about it is all he wants me to do is give him head all the time. And I mean, like, I'm thinking, I've given him over 400 blowjobs probably by now. And it's just like,
let me check my data here. I got you at 389. I didn't tally in this weekend, but unless you did 11 in the last few days,
No, but I mean like 5 years, and that's all he wants, and not every
day. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Some guys, that's what they're into.
Yeah. Geniuses. I mean, some guys. Here's the thing, Veronica. You don't have to put up with this if you don't want to.
I just can't let him go. Like, I don't know if it's that I'm so fashion, because I've been faithful to him, and I'm so sexually frustrated because we won't do nothing for, like, 3 months.
Will he give you oral? Will he give you oral sex?
No. Twice.
Twice in 5 years?
Yeesh.
Whew. But hold on. I like, you know, this guy to come out with a series on cassette and just a lecture, because I'd pay $20 to hear. How do you do it? My secret for getting over 400 BJs and only performing oral sex twice in 2 years. Hey, you could have a symposium. I'd be there in the front seat, you know, anxiously waiting. Steno pad out, dictaphone. Yes, speak, my lord. How did I do it? It'd be held the exact same way the guys who make millions in real estate.
Course,
you know, my secrets,
you get to buy the videos, buy the tape, cassettes.
We're going to be at the airport Hyatt on the 26th. Come on down, $22 a head. But if you parties are five, it's $15. Come on down. And then buy the cassette on the way out. How I Get Blown Without Blowing. It doesn't suck to be blown. Put the guy's name under it. I'm just saying, there's commercials with that canned music. Bump, bump, bump. You know, and he's spinning around and talking about, I've gotten over 400 BJs and only performed oral twice. And then he spins around again. That sounds good, doesn't it, fellas? Done. And then they do those testimonials. I used to do nothing but eat poontang. Then I got the series of cassettes. Now you just see the chick's head just bombing. Now I'm getting blown. Bump, bump, at work, bump, you know. At leisure, show the guy fishing. He's in one of his fighting chairs.
At leisure.
Getting a BJ at his leisure. In a court, you know, wherever. Playing tennis. chick just running around trying to give him a BJ, but he's moving too fast.
Oh, my.
Huh? Yeah. Never going down on the chick? Series of cassettes, books, motivational tapes. Hmm?
Good times.
Gotta speak to this guy.
So, Veronica.
Yeah. This Veronica. Guy's a mover and a shaker. What's he do?
Veronica.
What he's like a main supervisor, and he also he's in a band, and he does a lot for his age. All his friends are young, like my age, and it's just
here's the deal.
Hold on. I'm interested in that comment. He does a lot for his age.
A lot of different things.
He's 34.
Yeah.
He's an active senior.
No.
What would you call him?
No, but he's not. I mean, like, I've seen, like, I know a lot of guys that they just don't want to do anything but be at home with family.
No, he doesn't have a family.
No, yeah, they have to be at home with their family. They would like to be getting blown in a rock band, believe you me. They just feel obligated to their children.
All right.
Yeah, you know,
bump, spinning around. Chick spinning with him on his penis.
Veronica, why do you tolerate this? Why don't you just say, no, I'm not going to give you oral sex until you pay attention to me? It's very simple.
No, we've broken up many times, and he won't let me go. He'll come back.
Is that the answer to my question?
Yeah. And he goes, and he's like, do you know the best oral sex you perform on a woman? The oral sex you don't perform. You know, that's his thing, and he points at the camera.
Of course. Perfect.
Seminar. Guy's got one of those weird things that guys talk with the mouthpiece attached with the head.
Like, yes, thing. Like he's a aerobics instructor.
Yeah,
or
that guy. Yeah. You know who wears that thing that I like?
Who?
If you ever go to the auto show.
Oh, yeah, the auctioneer?
If you go to the auto show. No, not the auctioneer. If you go to the auto show and you go down to, you know, C Concourse and you go down to the part where they sell the wax, right, and they sell the chamois, and they sell the little die-cast replicas of the hot rods and stuff. There's always a guy in that part that's he's pumping some super wax,
right?
And he's got a kiosk. It's 4 foot wide and it's 3 foot high, and he's standing there and he's saying bird droppings, tree sap, road tar, not a problem with this baby. It's not a polymer. It's not a chemical. It's natural 100. Now, meanwhile, there's one guy standing 2 feet in front of him, but he's got the headset on. He's coming through the PA system. That's the one I like. There's one fat guy standing there holding a Daihatsu bag. And he's standing literally 3 feet in front of this guy, but he's got the headphone on, and he's got the speaker. You understand the speaker's further away from the guy than the guy is from the other guy.
Oh, my God.
That guy. Nothing sadder than the headset built into the thing guy who doesn't need the headset guy. All right.
All right, Veronica, so the deal is you hold all the goods. You don't have to participate in any of this. You just tell him no. Yeah. Believe me, guys will come around immediately. It's ridiculous.
That you don't know. I don't trust this dude.
Oh, of course the guy's
And Veronica's
ask,
but... dumb. I don't know what the hell, Veronica, what are you doing for a living?
Huh?
What do you do? Yeah. Uh-oh.
I do loans for the government.
You do loans for the government?
Yeah, like student loans for people who want to go to school. I do, I help process loans.
Okay. Do you have a decent job?
Yeah. I have two, and then I manage apartment complexes as well.
Oh, that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
We're chain smokers and windbreakers.
No, I don't smoke.
Yeah, but you wear that windbreaker. Tell people to turn that stereo down.
Not really, no. And then I do all kind of things. Like, also, I do.
All right. Just checking. Right. Nobody dies here than the apartment manager.
Yeah. Julie.
Julie?
24. Julie?
Hi.
Hi. 24, your fiancé stole $10,000 from you?
Yeah, long story short.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all we need to know. So your dad's in Florida, too.
What happened? How'd you get $10,000?
Inheritance.
Okay. Well, that makes sense now. And how did he get his hands on it?
I trusted him. I let him use my bank card. We were engaged and... gave him my PIN number and.
But I can't get more than $200 at a time out of that.
Yeah,
thing.
What do you take $800 every time?
Over a period of 8 or 9 months.
Maybe right. I mean, even if he's taking $200 a day, still going to take like 50 days, right? Or did I screw that up?
Well, what do you mean he stole it?
Yeah, 10, yeah.
Well, you guys were sharing a life together and you gave him your card.
I didn't give him permission to take money out of my savings account.
Well, why'd you give me your card and give me your PIN number?
Because I trusted him. I was going to marry this guy.
Yeah, but you trusted him to take money out.
Give me your card and your PIN number, sort of expecting them to take some money out of the account.
No, I don't think so.
What was he supposed to do with the card and the PIN number, then?
Oh, you know, little things like, I didn't have any cash, I want this, go to the store, you know.
That's what he did.
That's what he did.
He just couldn't manage it as well as you might have.
Did he, what he, any?
No, that was a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. I mean, not for me. I'm literally a millionaire.
Literally.
But for you folks, the little people, as I like to call you, that is a hell of a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, but again, people manage their money differently. This guy may not have known, had any sense of what he was doing.
Was he doing drugs?
I think you're trivializing the problem. That was a lot of money to me.
No, I'm not trivializing it. I'm saying that it may not have been like he was stealing. Like, I'm going to get away with something. He may have just been one of these people that can't manage money.
Was he doing drugs?
Yes.
Oh, well, there you go. That's drug addiction.
Spending the money on drugs, right?
So that's a totally... Again, he's not stealing. He's a drug addict.
Yes, and a gambling addict, he admitted.
All right. Okay. All right. Well,
that's a different picture.
He's a bad guy. I'll tell you this.
Yeah, her dad's in Florida.
Yeah. $10, $10,000. It's like $10 to me. The $10,000, as much as money as that sounds like to you, is a small
price
to pay
to get rid of this guy.
Get hooked up with a drug addict and a guy who's addicted to gambling.
Yeah.
All right?
It's the price of freedom.
Yes. Now listen, Julie, if you hook up with another drug addict, then that $10,000 will just be dust in the wind. If not, look at it as a down payment on the rest of your life.
And education, too.
Yes, college costs more than that, right?
You learn what kind of guys you shouldn't be around.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. Love Line.
Yep.
That's the show. Everyone watch Too Late tonight, 12 o'clock, Roseanne Barr on Comedy Central. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. Pitbulls. Oh, whoa, 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 pitbull.
This has been Love Line. Love Line. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.